From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with The Migration Maze, made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors. It seems the entire world is facing immigration emergencies. Today we begin a close-up look at the Central American migrant crisis affecting the U.S. and South Florida and a new billion-dollar effort to solve it. Remember the tens of thousands of Central American kids escaping poverty and gang violence last year? They're still coming. Oscar Ortega just got a WhatsApp message that made his eyes bug out. Ortega directs the federal El Edén Center in San Pedro Sula, Honduras' second largest city. El Edén means Eden, but it's actually the place that receives migrants who were bussed back into Honduras after being intercepted in Mexico on their trek to the United States. On this morning in August, Ortega's WhatsApp network is telling him to get ready for three busloads of deportees, more than 300 people, a tenth of whom are minors traveling alone.
It's our job to make those children feel like they've come home. We don't want them to feel like they're in another detention facility.
As weary families and lonely teenagers file out of the buses, Ortega's staff directs them to a meal of Honduran beef stew. Then they'll be processed, examined by doctors, and given shelter for up to 3 days before relatives pick them up. Foreign donors like the U.S. Agency for International Development are helping to broaden services at El Edén. Still, just about every frustrated Honduran migrant you talk to here says the same thing. As soon as possible, they'll head back for the U.S. That's definitely the plan for a 17-year-old migrant named Kehler. Kehler was headed to Miami when authorities in southern Mexico booted him back. But just about his entire family lives in South Florida, and he says if he returns to his town north of Honduras' capital, Tegucigalpa, the violent gang that rules his neighborhood will either recruit him or...
Dos primos tuve que los mataron.
They already shot dead two of my cousins. That's what I'd be going back to.
That's the dark dilemma for too many kids in Central America's violent Northern Triangle, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Murder rates there are among the world's highest. Combine that with the region's crushing poverty, and it helps explain why the U.S. saw a migrant crisis on its southern border last year. It included a record 68,000 unaccompanied children.
I was told to get down to Honduras and to do whatever I could to help stem that flow.
James Nealon is the U.S. ambassador to Honduras.
I can say that a year later, at least in the case of Honduras, we've had considerable success.
Yes and no. U.S. border apprehensions are down considerably this year, and social improvement projects in Honduras are starting to bear fruit. But migrants still pour out of Honduras because they still face too many of the same conditions. And a big reason Central American migrants aren't reaching the U.S. border is that Mexico is cracking down on them. Back at the El Edén Center, a father named Manelio talks about that reality. His wife and five children, one is just a baby, set out for Texas in July. A month later, Mexican officials detained them in Saltillo, just 180 miles from the U.S.
We're going to try again for sure. We don't have anything to leave behind anymore.
Manelio says jobs are hard to come by in their northeast Honduran town. So to enhance his children's economic opportunities, he wanted them to attend a nearby English language school. But whenever Manelio scraped up enough tuition money from odd jobs and his small sundry shop, mareros, or gang members, extorted it from him. When he finally refused to pay, they told him he should go to the U.S. or end up in the local morgue. Manelio's 13-year-old daughter Steffi witnessed that armed threat and recalls it here in the English she's just begun learning.
The person that wanted to kill my father, he said to go.
To go means taking big risks. Mexico now bans migrants from riding La Bestia, the beast, the monstrous freight train that got so much attention last year. But the journey from Central America to the U.S. is as dangerous as ever. Among youth migrants, doctors see everything from severe skin rashes and malnutrition to evidence of rape. Mirna Hernandez is a physician at El Edén. Her biggest fear for those kids?
Death. We tell them continue life here in Honduras.
But their usual reply to her is?
They can't.
It's up to Honduran and U.S. leaders to convince them they can.
I'm Tim Padgett in San Pedro Sula.
You can see photos by the Miami Herald's Patrick Farrell at WLRN.org. Tomorrow, Washington's efforts to help Hondurans, even gang members, find their future at home and not the U.S. The Migration Maze series is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.